Chapter 23 The Challenge. "I'm back!" called the jerboa. He slipped through the crack in the boulder, holding one end of a long, sturdy vine. "Did you find Julian and Ajax?" asked Dawn. "They're right outside. Boy, those two were not happy to see me. They chased me in circles for 5 minutes before I convinced them I wasn't playing any tricks." Ciro shrugged as he took hold of the vine. "I don't blame them." "Go and give the coyotes the signal," Dawn said. The jerboa saluted and wormed his way back through the rock. The others quickly fell into position. Ciro stood facing the boulder. Then Dawn lifted Tobin and placed him atop Ciro's head. The clumsy pangolin lurched and wobbled as Ciro reared up his hind legs. "Oh, goodness!" cried Tobin. He was about to fall, and the coyote was losing his balance, trying to keep Tobin upright. Bismarck rushed over and leaned into Ciro's leg to lend some stability.
"You can do it, mes amis! We will escape this cursed dungeon!"
Dawn looked on in disbelief. Was Bismarck really helping Ciro? The sugar glider glanced at Dawn, as if he had heard her thoughts.
"I do what I must for the good of us all," Bismarck said.
He cleared his throat awkwardly. Wasting no time, Dawn leapt onto Ciro's back and then climbed up onto Tobin's scales. Finally, Bismarck glided over and stood on the fox's head. "Now the vine," said Dawn. Carefully, the animals passed up the vine. The stack of creatures was just tall enough to reach the seam where the boulder met the opening in the wall. Up here, like down below, was a thin crack. Dawn fed the vine to Bismarck, then Bismarck fed it through the narrow opening.
"Do you see it?" called Dawn to the coyotes outside.
"Got it," said Ajax.
"Good," said the fox.
"One more time." The animals repeated the process on the other side, forming a loop around the boulder. Out in the cave, Ajax and Julian each took one end of the vine in their jaws. They pulled together, muscular necks bulging, until the huge stone nudged to the side.
"Success!" said the sugar glider. He sidled next to the fox. "It has been too long since we have worked together like this, you know."
Dawn raised a paw to call for silence.
"Now remember," she whispered, "let's all keep quiet. The echoes will give us away if we're not careful."
The animals nodded. With Dawn in the lead, they crept down the hall.
"Yes," roared a voice. "Unexpected indeed."
The group froze.
"It's the coach," whispered the sugar glider.
"Those are Boris's private quarters," said Jerry.
He pointed toward a small chamber farther down the passageway. Dawn tiptoed forward and peered around the edge of the wall. All six crocodiles stood inside. From her position, she could see and hear everything. A perfect opportunity for a little eavesdropping. The other animals had crouched behind her and were listening as well.
"We'll hold a scrimmage," said Boris. "That's it! We'll have the old recruits play the new."
He paced back and forth.
"At the end, I will choose the top six to play in the big game."
"Yeah," said B.
"Top six," said Orr.
The crocodiles rubbed their claws together.
Coach?" asked Hay. "What big game?"
Boris roared and stomped toward the croc.
"You haven't been paying attention. The big game, the one we've been working for."
Boris snorted, then spat on the floor.
"Those coaches will come back to play," he continued. "They'll be here once I've got a good team."
The crocodile unclenched his fist. He was still holding that small red tube in his palm. Curious, the fox squinted. As Boris stared down at the object, she thought his eyes looked almost sad. Dawn wondered what the red tube could be and what it meant to the fearsome crocodile. Suddenly, the crocodile shut his fist and punched it high in the air.
"I will challenge those coachers," he yelled. "I will show them a real, skilled, trained team. Then, finally, everything we lost will be returned."
His five followers napped their jaws with excitement. Boris pounded the floor with his tail.
"What's a coacher?" whispered Tobin.
Jerry shrugged.
"He calls himself that, but I think he means coach. I'm not about to correct him anytime soon."
Dawn motioned for silence.
"Now I think it is time to evaluate our new captives." The crocodile flashed his sharp teeth. "We'll see if they're of more use as players
or provisions. The reptiles erupted in laughter. Having heard enough, Dawn stepped forward into the room. The others followed close behind. No, she declared, you will not.